Hi everyone, this is Mustafa Al-Zaghbi. I'm a senior tech evangelist at Microsoft. In this video, we're going to cover how to get started with Azure Document DB. We're going to go through an overview about Azure Document DB features, pricing for Document DB, Document DB versus MongoDB, and how to integrate and the available SDKs for Document DB on Azure. DocumentDB is a fully managed, scalable JSON document database service, which basically you can import, query JSON files. So you can store any JSON files in any format in DocumentDB. So a lot of customers, they're asking for, do we have a NoSQL implementation, NoSQL options on Azure? So the answer is yes, and DocumentDB is one of the options for NoSQL implementation on Azure. So if you are looking for any solution that gives you schema-free database, scalable, give you elastic scale option, DocumentDB is one of the strongly recommended options to give you a JSON document database that built on the cloud. So if we need to compare DocumentDB, for example, with SQL Server or SQL Server in a VM, you will see that all the SQL Server database or SQL Server in a VM, it's a relational database management system. Doesn't support NoSQL implementation. It supports transaction processing as DocumentDB. It has rich query as a DocumentDB, but DocumentDB has more advantage. For example, it basically manages as a service. It has elastic scale. It has internet accessible HTTP REST API endpoint, and it's a document DB that built for modern application. So if we need to compare MongoDB to a document DB, so the MongoDB basically it's for existing applications. There's a lot of applications. MongoDB has almost 50% market share for NoSQL implementation database management systems. So if you have already MongoDB, you still can go with the MongoDB option on Azure. But if you are building new modern application that you really need NoSQL, schema-free, elastic scale, query over schema-free data, so we strongly recommend to go with the document DB option. So now we have a demo. Let's jump into the Azure portal and see how we can work with DocumentDB on the Azure portal. So let's jump to the Azure portal. So the first thing that we need to do, we need to create a new DocumentDB account. So I'm going to go ahead, click on new. So I'm going to go under data and storage. And then you see the option here, Azure DocumentDB. So I'm going to go ahead and click on Azure DocumentDB. So here you will see that you give it an ID, so we call it document DB demo 100. So this is the database, this is the account name, and here you can click on this. The account here is a standard, and here you can choose between existing or new resource group. We're just going to pick one resource group, one of the existing resource group. And here we can also click on the location. So I'm gonna go with East US. And then, so here we're gonna go ahead and create a new DocumentDB account, and which has the name DocumentDB Demo 100. So we're gonna go ahead and click on create. This is gonna take like few minutes to create. Once we create, we're gonna go ahead and see how to provision databases and get provision collection within the created account. Now the DocumentDB account has been created. We're going to go ahead and click on the DocumentDB account. We'll see that our DocumentDB account has been created. So we can go ahead and create a database. So we're going to call it DB1. We're going to go ahead and click OK. So now you can create basically any number of databases within your DocumentDB account. So we can even go ahead and create a new one. And even you can see here under these charts, you can see all the created database, and you can go ahead and click on one. And you see here the DB1 that we just created doesn't have any collections. So we're gonna go ahead and create collection in our DB1. So we're gonna go ahead and click on DB1. So here, if we scroll a little bit to the right, we will see that this is some information, some monitoring about DB1 that we just selected. And we see here that we don't have any existing collections right now in our DB1. So we're gonna go ahead and create a collection. So we're gonna go ahead and say customer. So we're gonna have a collection called customer, which basically will store customer data. So we can go ahead here and select one of the tiers, either standard one or two. So let's go with the S2, and we're gonna go ahead and click OK. And if you wanna change the indexing policy, but for now we're not gonna change the indexing policy, and we're just gonna go ahead and click on OK. So now we are creating a customer collection within our DB1. So we can go ahead and click on our collection, customer one, which basically, we're gonna scroll a little bit to the right, you're gonna see all the options. You have a lot of development tools here if you wanna create a document, or if you want query, or if you want add a document. So these are all the available options on top of the dashboard information that you have here. So you have also here under developer tools, we have a document explorer. If you click on the document explorer, so you're gonna see, all the documents, or you can go ahead and click on query explorer to see all the query explorer tool that we have here, where you can select a database and a collection, and then you can query, or even we have also a script explorer. So here we're just going through the developer tool that we have. We have either the document explorer to view all the documents, or query if you want to query, or here this is the script explorer. So now what we need to do is we need to create a customer record within our customer collection. So you have two options. Either you can click on add document, or you can upload a JSON file through the portal that works as well. Or we can go ahead and write our JSON file to create a new customer record. So we're gonna go ahead and say, we're gonna update the JSON file, and we'll say the ID is at 1000, and then we're gonna say we're gonna have a name which says this is customer one, and this is, we can say website, and we're gonna call it www.mustafazaghvi.com. And even we can say here, we can provide like a phone number or something. So we can go ahead and say phone. So we can say 111-231-234. So now I think we have a good JSON file. So what we need to do, we just need to go ahead, once you make sure that the format for the JSON file is compatible, and there's a lot of JSON tools online that basically can validate your JSON format. So we're gonna go ahead and click on save. So you see here that the document has been inserted in our customer collection. So we can go ahead and say, let's go ahead and create a new one. So we're gonna create a 2000, the ID is customer 2000. I'm gonna say the name is customer 2, and we're gonna say website is .customer2.com, and then we're gonna say phone, we're gonna give it a phone format. So I think we have a good format for the second record, customer 2, and we're gonna go ahead and click save. So once you see this update, this means that the 2000 has been imported or inserted in the collection. What we need to do now is let's try to query one of the existing or recently added records to the customer collection. So we're going to go ahead here and see that we're just going to write regular transact SQL statement to a query and filter data with our existing experience. We don't need really to learn anything new to query data from DocumentDB. So first of all, I'm just going to go ahead and go to the Open Document Explorer, because I want to show you that the two records we just added to the database is already there. We can go ahead and click and see that the JSON file has been inserted to the database. So we have successfully added two records by clicking on to create a document, and we added the script manually, and basically the two records have been created. So we're going to go ahead back to the Query Explorer because we want to see how we're going to write select statement to query data. Basically we're going to query customer 1000. So we're going to go ahead and click update the query and say from customer, where customer dot ID equal to 1000, because we want to filter the first customer. And we're going to go ahead and click on run query button, and here you will see that this is the result set that we basically wrote transact SQL as showing here, and basically the results has been showing here that this is the ID and this is the customer one, and this is how the data have been actually stored in our customer collection. One of the good tools to familiarize yourself with the classic select statement in DocumentDB is Query Playground. So you can access Query Playground tool through this URL, documentdb.com/SQL/demo. And once you go to this tool online, you'll be able to write SQL queries, and it has also a sample documents, and where you can, once you write the queries on the left text box and you hit run, basically you'll be able to see the results on the right text box. And also if you want to get to know what's the sample documents and the type of JSON file that they have for this as a demo, so you'll be able to click on the sample documents and you will see the format of the sample document, where you can basically try to construct a little bit complex queries, but where conditions with for example here and on the screen, as it shows in the screen, so we're seeing within where the food group equal to snacks, and you can basically try different types of complex queries. So just to get basically started with how to query DocumentDB data. And as you see here, there's nothing really new if you have a transact SQL experience working with SQL Server database. Literally you are using the same experience and skill set to query DocumentDB data. So the DocumentDB pricing is a little bit tricky. So once you create the DocumentDB account, the DocumentDB account has multiple databases, and within each database you create collections where basically you store JSON documents. So you have to know that you get billed based on the number of collections that you have within your account. So even if you have in your account 5 databases and these 5 databases has total 50 collections, you will be billed based on the 50 collection that you have under your account. And also you have to know that the collections are billed hourly, which basically means if the hourly rate for a collection based on the pricing tier is a 50 cents, so if you use it for 2 hours, so this is the dollar. So you have to know that everything is built on DocumentDB based on the number of collections, and the collections are built on hourly basis. And also I just put in a DocumentDB pricing link URL just to go through and see the most updated information about the pricing peer, the existing tiers that we have within DocumentDB. So developer asked a lot of questions about the SDK. In this slide, I just want to show that we have a lot of SDKs. We have .NET, we have a Java, we have a Hadoop, we have a Node.js, and have Python. And also we have much more on the GitHub. So as we speak, these are the available one, but people, they keep contributing, adding more SDKs with a different integrate with different technologies. So if you want to go ahead, go to GitHub and search for DocumentDB. Basically, it will show you all the available SDKs. It's all open source. You can even contribute or just use it in your applications. These are some available links that give you an overview about DocumentDB, a DocumentDB sample code, some examples, and even it gives you an architecture, how the DocumentDB, the JSON file are being stored, what type of query that you need to write, how to integrate it with an existing application using different languages. So if you have any questions, feel free to pose these questions to Stack Overflow or MSDN, or basically you can contact me directly through my Twitter, at Mustafa Al-Zoghbi, or through my blog, www.mustafaalzoghbi.com. Thank you so much for your time.